It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events,
sports,
arts,
entertainment,
food topics, automotive topics,
relationships.
It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix.
Welcome, everyone, to the 51st edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock, and a great big hi-dilly-ho to everybody. How are you doing this week, Spencer?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. You know, staying busy. It seems like there's nothing slowing down for me right now. So how about you, Doc?
Oh, you know, I can't complain. Staying busy, staying off the streets. I guess that's all one can ask for.
Well, you know, after the restraining order, that's all we could ask for, Doc.
Hey, now, you said you wouldn't bring that up.
I'm sorry. All right, well, we'll quit the small talk. We've got a lot of different topics to talk about. And the first topic today has to do with a bit of what was supposed to be a funny, cutesy hoax video has turned into a major spin control, damage control for a major corporation, Doc.
Yeah, that's right. Apparently, somebody got an order of booger sandwiches from Domino's there and was caught on tape and obviously not very good for the Domino's image and reputation.
Well, the problem with this whole thing is they said they shot this video to be a hoax and none of this food went out to customers. But the damage that they did for a great company who obviously provides a lot of jobs for people who otherwise probably wouldn't have one because obviously these morons couldn't do anything else. But two people, a male and a female, we won't even mention their names here because they don't deserve it, made a hoax video where they were tampering with food and just doing some really disgusting things in the kitchen. And evidently none of the food went out. That's what they're saying. But still, the perception is these people are making your food, which I guess if we all, you know, look at a lot of different restaurants and a lot of fast food, this is probably mild compared to some things that happen.
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing. It's like every time I go out to eat or I'm in a restaurant or and I see somebody being rude to the waiters or to anybody there, I'm like, never, ever, ever be mean or rude to people who handle your food. It's already a big enough, you know, cautionary tale to eat out and, you know, God only knows what people are doing to it. But don't provoke them, for crying out loud. If you're a highly difficult person and you're rude and you're irritable, chances are something's going to happen to your food. So cool it with that.
Yeah, and not that we're saying that anything happened with this food. Evidently, like it said, it's a hoax. These people were fired. I thought it was very classy that Domino's actually gave them their last check. I think I would have held on to it pending damages. Of course, they have warrants out for their arrest. This is probably going to be a major felony on their record. So what started out as a joke isn't so funny now. And if you'd like to read more about this and maybe even see the video that's been posted, you can go to General Chit Chat, Disgusting Domino's Employees.
Yeah, and that was, of course, posted by Born Patriot here. And moving on to the next topic, and of course, we're going back to our favorite Spencer, the Relationships Forum. I'm not sure why we're so drawn to this. I guess there's just a lot of interesting content in it. So this comes in from Wise Foolishness, and it says, ATS guys, should I give my friend the dude talk? And Wise Foolishness writes in, so about 6 months or so ago, my best friend's dad died. He ditched his girlfriend at the time and started dating her best friend. Now, at the time, she was cool, but lately, I cannot stand her. My other friend and I are debating about what we should do about her because she's really turning him into an ass. If you look up the word whipped in the dictionary, there's probably a picture of my friend bending over so his girlfriend can brand him with an iron. Now, either me or my friend can give him the dude talk, guys. You know what I'm talking about. Or we can wait. Kind of reminds me of the succubus episode of South Park. Hopefully, I've explained this well enough. If not, I'll elaborate if asked. What do you guys think I should do? Well, Wise Foolishness, there comes that ever so critical time when you do have to have the dude talk. But I always say it's best to let a lesson be learned out of the foolishness than to necessarily have to change their mind yourself. So, you know, try and let it run its course. Hopefully, he'll wise up, come around and see what's going on and make the appropriate corrections.
So in other words, don't wise up a chump. Is that what you're saying, Doc?
That's exactly right.
All right. The other thing is maybe you're just a little bit jealous because you're not getting the quality time with your buddy that you used to have. And unfortunately, that happens when your buddies get into relationships. You know, there's that old saying, bros before hoes, and some guys just don't pay attention to that. But then again, the sex drive and the bonding drive that is with some people is a little bit stronger than, you know, same-sex bonding. I'm just saying. Acetastic posted, get someone to sleep with her. Tell him about it. Make sure it's going to be someone that he already doesn't like too much.
Jeez.
Acetastic, come on, man. That's funny. But, yeah, in other words, let this all blow up in her face, and then you guys go to the pub and have a quiet drink for two.
There you go. I think that's a great piece of advice there.
Let's talk about this next story, Doc. It's become an interesting story. It's like the dog, man bites dog story, except this one, man bites python, and it's posted in the Breaking General News forum, and it's posted by Rattan1.
Yeah, and all I can say about this is freaking awesome, man. This story is great. Guy's attacked by a python and bites it to get rid of it. I mean, you can't beat that. That's awesome. Like, that dude has buku cool points for the rest of his life, and I don't think anybody will be able to top that story around his presence.
I tell you what, this guy is a total badass. Now, when we think of pythons, we're not talking the aquarium terrarium type python. This thing was big enough to grab him and drag him into a tree while it's trying to eat him. Okay, so this thing is not little bitty. This is like, you know, where'd the kids go? You know, where'd the dog go? It's a big, big snake. He fights this thing, obviously, for a long time, for over an hour. He's hanging on to a tree while this thing is trying to eat him, trying to kill him, and he starts biting back. And he's actually got the bruises on his lip from just, you know, trying to tear into this stinking snake. Finally, after he's up in the tree, he's able to, the snake is worn out. He couldn't eat him, so it's like, I'm going to take a rest before I try to eat you again. He reaches down, is able to grab his cell phone, calls the police. The police won't even get out of the car to come help. The rest of them go over there. They finally free him. They put the snake in a bag. They capture him, and they take it to a wildlife preserve. Me, I would have cut and gutted that thing. It's like, you're not going to get another chance to eat a human being. Sorry. You've used up your chances. I won. I get to kill you now. But evidently they put it into a bag, took it off to a wildlife preserve, and then it escaped from the wildlife preserve. So look for part two of the story coming to a theater near you.
Oh, man, that is just fantastic. Good for you, Mr. Nyumbe. I believe that's the way it's pronounced. Good luck next time on your next creature battle.
All right, let's jump over to the next one, Doc. This is in general chit-chat. Why does the mafia engage in crime? Which is kind of an obvious question, my answer to that. Why do we breathe air? Do you have a take on this, Doc?
Yeah, it's kind of like, well, you know, duh. They wouldn't be the mafia if they didn't engage in crime. You know, and this comes in from Please Take My Rights. They say, I was reading a thread on ATS about the Dixie Mafia. They kill people, grow drugs, steal things, etc. It got me wondering why the mafia, yeah, I know the Dixie Mafia is nothing like the real mafia, engages in criminal acts like gun trafficking, drugs, killing, etc., when they could engage in legitimate business practices, be profitable, and stay off the cops' radars. Well, that's the thing. They do have legitimate businesses. The only problem is that those businesses are used to funnel all the money they're making from the drugs, gun smuggling, and other criminal activity that they get into. So it's kind of a double-edged sword. It's like, yeah, you can run an ice cream shop, but if you're also selling drugs and running guns across the border or within the country or whatever you're doing with them, it's usually best that you're funneling money through that ice cream shop and making more money that way. Chances are you're going to make a lot more money off of heroin, cocaine, and marijuana than you are off of selling ice cream. That doesn't suggest that I'm saying go out and do that, as it's not an honest way to make a living, but nonetheless.
No, if you would like to make an honest living, you should do something like go into politics and run for Congress.
Do it the right way. Jeez.
We have an absolute genius on our hands.
So if you have any comments about this obvious question, you can post it in the Breaking General News. One of our favorite posters, Doc, is Lombozo, and evidently he's been a busy boy.
That is correct, and we always, of course, enjoy Lombozo's posts, and I haven't seen him a whole lot lately, and so it's nice to see him back out and about, so to speak. And Lombozo writes in, he says, I'm being a writing bastard and stuff. So, like as many of you know, I've been writing pretty much nonstop. I started a book a while back, and I'm pretty close to finishing it. Then I started a children's book, and judging by the dozens of children, my son's friend, who have read it too, it's not too bad. Just started another. This one is a musical. Yep, lyrics and music by Lombozo. The first book is pretty heavy, Tears and Nostalgia of Regal. The children's book is so silly I can't put it into words, but the children all laugh and roll on the floor when I read it. Yes, I do all the different voices and sound effects. The latest project, the musical, is a story of an individual whom you've all heard of, yet probably don't really know the story. I want nothing more than to leave a legacy behind. I want my son to remember me proudly. Call me selfish. That's the only thing I want. Selfish? Not at all, Lombozo. In fact, we applaud all of your efforts. We wish you the best of luck on all of your creative endeavors, and we look forward to hearing about them. And we hope, of course, you'll keep us all posted. And I would, for one, I know, Lombozo, you're in Philly, so you're pretty close, and I would certainly be willing to hop on the train and come out and see that. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be cool. And don't forget the media section. We'd love to hear you read your book in the media. Of course, you don't want anybody to steal it from you, but, you know, we might enjoy that. I think that would be fun. Schrodinger's dog posted, he'll always have your great ATS threads about him and your love of the Eagles and your Field of Dreams moments and all this great stuff you're writing. I say he's a very lucky boy, as do all of us here. We've read a lot of your posts, and we appreciate a lot of your writing and your input, Lombozo, for moderator Studly Guy and Writing Bastard.
Yeah, that's the way we do it.
All right, Doc, let's jump back over to Chit Chat now. Does anyone actually prefer BTS over ATS? Uh-oh, I feel a firestorm about to erupt.
Yeah, this is obviously, you know, which is better, you know, ATS, BTS. And of course, both of them have their own merits, their own advantages. And, you know, I think BTS is a great play. I always think of BTS as kind of the ATS lounge, you know, where people, you know, get really heated about conspiracies and UFOs, and they get into all these battles with everybody, and they're the debates and everything like that. BTS is just kind of a place where you can let loose and, you know, vent something, or you just kind of have some idle banter with a group of people. So I think it's good to have one with the other. And I don't know, you know, if there's a preference for me. I really enjoy them both.
And this one's posted by Nick Napalm. Interesting avatar there, Nick. Kind of different. Mm-hmm. Where did you find it?
The clown that cries.
Clown. It's kind of like a very scary clown. You know, clowns scare me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just wanted to say
yes.
That.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, anyway, enough of that silliness. There are a lot of people that are very passionate about both. Of course, you've got your ATSers who are very serious, like Doc said, that are you've got your rocket scientists on there. You've got your conspiracy folks. And then, you know, BTS is like the lounge. It is the oasis from the stress sometimes that people feel on ATS. And people even say, you know, I'm getting ATS burn. Well, okay, here's the place to go, BelowTopSecret.com. It's a lot of fun. You've got some great members here. It's like a big family. And, you know, we're glad to have you along. By the way, Nick Napalm is a new member, so we welcome you aboard. And, of course, your first mention here on the BTS Mix Show.
That is correct. And this next topic is of course, you know, always brings up, I think, a healthy debate. And it comes in from Drums Are Fun, and this is in the rant section. The question is, should we protect sex offenders? And Drums Are Fun writes in and says, I was reading through the thread about a lady who taught Sunday school that killed the little girl and put her in a suitcase and dumped her in a pond. I was thinking about how hypocritical it all is. One, the suspect will be judged by her peers, the jury and fellow citizens. Two, if found guilty, she will be placed in protective custody to serve her time as sex offenders are protected from the rest of the inmates. Shouldn't the guilty party be made to live with her peers in jail? If she is going to be judged by her peers, then why protect her against her peers in jail? So they might attack her and they might even kill her. Is this not also a way of having your peers judge you? Why protect people guilty of heinous crimes? And that's the ethical question. Here's somebody who's obviously committed a heinous act, is likely to commit it again if they're capable of it once. Chances are there's something mentally going on with that person that, you know, would allow them or even propel them in some certain circumstances to commit this act again. So, you know, we've got this issue where it's like, ah, geez, what do you do? Well, you know, in my opinion, I think we are a little lax on sex offenders in this country. I think if the punishment were a little harsher, I think it might turn some people around. Right now, it's like if they're truly convinced in their minds that this is, you know, what they're all about and this is what they do, you know, a few years in prison or, you know, having to go to your next door neighbors once or twice and say, hey, I'm a sex offender. I live in your neighborhood. Sign my, you know, sheet of paper or whatever. Somehow that just doesn't seem like enough to prevent the crime from happening. Now, on the other hand, I can think of some really severe punishments that I would like to see inflicted upon these sex offenders. But then again, you cross that ethical line. So you pose a very good question, Drums Are Fun, and it's a very double-edged sword, if you will.
Well, and the other thing that we're not really discussing is, yes, this person is a sex offender. Yes, obviously they've got some issues, but they are also a murderer. They killed a little girl. This woman killed a little girl in cold blood. Now, I believe that there is a reason that we have the death penalty in this country. The rate of recidivism for a lot of these crimes, especially sexual crimes, is very, very high. That means that those people will commit those crimes again. There is no death penalty, per se, for a sexual offender. Should there be? That's for someone else to debate. But this person committed murder and also sexually defiled this little girl who did nothing. And she was in a place of trust. I mean, a Sunday school teacher. Okay, we all have heard the stories about the horror stories about some crazy individual getting into a place where they're in charge of kids or they're responsible for youth and then to commit sex crimes against them. But this woman actually killed this little girl and therefore should suffer the consequences of that act. It shouldn't matter whether she's man or woman, black or white, green or blue. She should get the death penalty for this. People will say, well, she was just, you know, she'll claim insanity. Well, a lot of people do that. But there has to be an accounting for the life that you have taken. There has to be. If you have taken this child's life, there has to be an accounting. And even of the balances, spending the rest of your life in prison, you know, some people consider that, okay, fine. You know, that's even. Really? Do I really want my tax dollars going to keep this person in jail and keep him fed? And they're actually contributing absolutely nothing to society whatsoever, and they're actually learning how to be a better criminal? No, I don't think so. In this case, I think, and on all sex crimes against children, I think there ought to be a consideration of the death penalty, but that's just my opinion. But in this case, probably I would say, yeah, the punishment will fit the crime in this case. So we'll see. If you have a different opinion on that, you're more than welcome to disagree or agree and post it in this particular forum, which is in Rant, Should We Protect Sex Offenders?
And you see, Spencer, we both had our own little rant, so it was very fitting for the subject.
Oh, well, you know what? Since we're in the rants, Doc, we've got another one we want to talk about.
Yeah, I thought this one was kind of interesting. This comes in from Nixie Knox, and of course, this is in our rant section. It says, seniors, if you're holding full-time jobs, I'm going to get flamed for this, but I don't care. This is my own personal rant. Seniors that are holding jobs when they don't need to, when young families are losing homes and jobs and there is rampant unemployment, should be ashamed of themselves. And planning a month-long trip to Mexico is not a need. Employers are being swamped with people like myself who desperately need full-time employment. Yet we have these seniors at work holding government jobs that people desperately need so they can have something or go or do or go on vacation or buy more stuff. When they are way beyond retirement age. If you don't absolutely need to work, shame on you. Do your part for society and let those who really need the jobs have them. Interesting.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, this screams eugenics all over the place, Doc. Okay, first of all, you know, when does working at Walmart be considered a government job? And I don't think there are any elderly people other than presidents and maybe congressmen, and all of those should be, you know, let go at 65, I think. There's a few in there that should have been let go a lot sooner. But, you know, there's a mandatory retirement age. But, okay, look at a few things. First of all, we're all aging and we're all living longer. We're healthier. And you seem to think that old people don't have a right to a job and a quality of life. Come on. I mean, they have as much right as you do. And they almost more of a need, because as you get older, you can't do the hard work that a young person could do. So think about that, too.
Yeah, and it kind of sounds like somebody's a little bitter about some stuff. And look, these are tough times. No one's doubting it. I just lost my job. I completely understand where you're coming from. And, you know, it's just a matter of really hunkering down and figuring out what you're good at, what you want to do, and finding the right place to do it. There's a ton of ways, and I say it all the time, there's a ton of different ways to make money. You just have to be looking in the right places and get creative. You know, we're no longer in a world where you just, you know, you go from one job to another and you apply for one thing and do another thing. You've got the internet in front of you. You've got a million different things in a million different ways. And I'm sure you have your own specific and unique set of skill sets and talents that will make you very enviable and very, you know, highly desired by employers seeking employees. So good luck to you. I hope everything works out. But, you know, give the old people some breaks, man. You know, they got to work and they got to live too.
And not only that, they probably lost everything they owned in their 401k when it tanked. So, you know, they're living on nothing now. So keep that in mind also. Please give them a break. and the other thing you can do if you want to get mad about old people, once you get mad about illegal immigrants in this country, I'm sorry, I don't want to get political, but never mind. I mean, and really, do you want to be a Walmart greeter? Is that your desire in life? I mean, that's usually what the old folks are doing, is they're greeting at Walmart because they can't lift the heavy stuff. I mean, do you want to be a Walmart greeter? I mean, knock yourself out if you do, but I'm just saying, these folks, you know, if they can work, God bless them. Knock themselves out.
I just found a bag of fireworks in the men's restroom. Would you guys like to light them off?
Well, before we wrap up the show, Doc, let's do the BTS screen test. And I've come up with what I would consider a pretty tough one today.
Yeah, you know, I actually got a sneak peek at it. And I got to say, I am not only thoroughly impressed by its currentness, but also impressed by its level of difficulty. So good luck, everybody.
All right, here we go. This is going to be worth 6,000 BTS points just because I love you and this is tough. Here we go. Though last week's episode of CSI on CBS took a tongue-in-cheek look at Comic-Con and any sci-fi convention, it did pay homage to a recently canceled fan favorite, Battlestar Galactica. Name at least three Easter eggs from BSG that appeared in the episode Space Oddity. And the correct answer, first correct answer, is worth 6,000 BTS points.
Woohoo! Man, that is a good one. Good luck, everybody, man. I'm stumped.
It's a tough one. And I just happened to be watching that episode. It wasn't the best episode of CSI, but it was cute. And so, you know, it got a favorable check mark for me. All right, well, good luck with that. Hey, thanks for tuning in for another edition of the BTS Mix Show. I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.